Good afternoon, Shane. Thank you very much for coming along again this afternoon. Last week, we spoke a bit about anxiety. We delved into it a little bit more, and we touched on mindfulness a little bit. So this week, I suppose we want to expand on that a little bit, so about mindfulness. So can you just tell us, first of all, what is mindfulness?
Good afternoon, Eric. Yeah, I suppose a lot of people, it's a buzzword now at the moment, mindfulness, and a lot of people talk about that it's something that really works. And for me, I suppose working with clients, I find it very, very important. Mindfulness is basically just noticing the here and now, noticing what you're attending to here and now, and just focusing your attention completely in the here and now. You know, I mean, as we talked about anxiety last week, you know, anxiety, you know, you're thinking of the future and you're worrying and you're stressing about the future. Mm-hmm. And my favorite word is catastrophizing the future, which is making it the worst possible it can possibly be.
Which we have a big habit of doing. I presume most of us kind of think the worst possible outcome is what we're looking at.
Well, the pandemic was the worst of the worst. So,
and is that the way we're just programmed, or is that because of just the way we grew up, or why do we think the worst all the time?
There, you know, I mean, it's just very interesting that, and I mean, it's not just Irish people, you know, all over the world, people just suddenly they seem to be very comfortable in the negative. It just seems to be a very comfortable place, because when you try to talk to people about talking about positivity or finding positivity in their life, or, you know, as I talk to my clients about finding some joy in their lives, we struggle. Whereas if you say to someone, you know, would you like to find some negative stuff in your life, they'll actually have no problem talking about it.
But is that something that's inbuilt in us, or is it ingrained in us somewhere? Is it a survival thing, or why is that?
It's more of a survival thing, I believe. And again, there's so many different thought processes out there. It's just something that has come on generational after generational, that it's easier to think in the negative. And, you know, we're probably taught, you know, different people, different parents, different grandparents and all that, you know, teach us not to think positive, that it's not a good thing to think positive, that we shouldn't get too ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, you know? Yes. Which is probably a very Irish thing, isn't it? You know, look at him, he's getting ahead of himself there, or, you know, and I suppose that's kind of feeding back in you subconsciously, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same as, like, I mean, confidence. You know, you're told not to be too confident, and then you're told,
yes,
don't be less confident, you know. I mean, you know, I suppose, you know, the Carly Simon song, You're Too Vain.
Yeah.
You know, that song comes to my mind, like, when I think about it, like, but, you know, we should have confidence. We should be confident in ourselves. We should believe in ourselves, you know. And I mean, that's all about going forward, thinking in the negative and stuff. You know, in Ireland, like, the first conversation that people say to you is, how's the weather? You know, and then you might hear something along the lines of, oh, it's too warm, or it's too cold, or it's too wet.
Yeah.
You know, that's straight to the negative, rather than saying, oh, it's a lovely day, the sun is shining.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And the flip of that then is looking behind us, and we're worrying about something that we may have done or may have not done, or, you know, we're worrying about something that is the other side of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, as I mentioned last week, you know, anxiety is thinking to the future, and depression is thinking of the past. If you can just think of that in your mindset, that you're actually, you know, and obviously mindfulness is in the here and now.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, people do think of the past. People think of the negative stuff in the past, and they like to bring it forward into the present. You try and challenge someone to actually try and think about positive things in the past. You know, they'll actually struggle, where you'll actually say to someone, you know, do you remember that time, you know, when, you know, John did this or something like that? They have no problem actually delving into the past. It's again what we talked about just there. It just seems to be something innate in us that we actually...
And that would bring us then, I know you spoke last week about writing down some positive things to happen to each day, and looking back on those and just building on that again, you'd be surprised the positive things that and positive thoughts that pass through your mind every day, but we don't, as you said, we just forget about those pretty fast. Like, so that's kind of important as well.
I definitely
journaling,
believe, you know, journaling, exactly. Yeah. Journaling is one of the most important things, you know. I mean, I think we've lost the art of diaries. You know, I mean, we all heard about diaries when we were teenagers and all that. But I mean, if we keep a diary of ourselves, one of the most powerful, important things that I do with my client work is I talk to them about journaling every day. Write down your thoughts and your feelings. Write down what, you know, because the connection between your brain and your fingertip going into the biro is one of the most important things that can happen, because it's actually creating a flow from your brain to your fingertip and coming out onto the piece of paper.
And I think I probably have the quote wrong, but I know I've heard Tony Robbins before, who'd be very big into this kind of thing. And like he says, what you continuously think of and what you continuously goes on in your head generally comes to fruition in some form.
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, it's like what we talked about, you know, the anxiety and stuff like that. Like, when you're thinking of that, actually something is actually going to bad is going to happen to you in the future, more than likely it is going to happen.
Yeah.
And then when it happens, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you say, ah, I knew that was going to happen.
Yes, yes.
Whereas
yes,
if you weren't thinking it, it might not have happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this self-fulfilling prophecy that we all do in our own head, where we're going, oh, I know this is going to happen. If I do this today, I know this is definitely going to happen tomorrow. And then when it happens, you go, yay, I got it right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whereas you can say to yourself, I know that tomorrow I'm actually going to have a fantastic day. It's going to be the best day I've ever had in my life. And when that happens, you go, well, it didn't really happen. And some bit of negativity came in there, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. And like all people, you know, involved in this kind of exercise, you know, they all get up in the morning and like, you know, today is going to be a good day.
Mm.
And it's, that is one of the big things to tell yourself. Today is going to be a good day.
Yeah, that it's as simple as that. Like, there's an awful lot of people do wake up in the morning and go, oh, I haven't slept properly.
Yes, yeah.
It's what I said to you about a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know. You wake up this morning and I presume, you know, or you were coming over at the bridge this morning and you saw the sun shining in you all again, like you were talking about last week, you know. And you felt great and you felt a huge euphoria coming over. But we're now heading into the winter and you're not going to get that every morning. But if you can still have that positive feeling, positive thoughts are one of the most powerful things. It goes back to generational, where people used to say, just it's as simple as that. It's as simple as having a positive affirmations is what they're called, in the day. If you can write down 3 or 4 positive things in the evening before you wake up in the morning and say those to yourselves the next morning, it just creates this euphoria in your body and in your soul that actually lifts you for the day.
But before you know it, it builds momentum as well. So and that's you know, that those affirmations become more powerful as we go along. Yeah. If you're doing them every day.
Well, if you're doing them every day, like, and that's the trick.
Yeah.
Doing this every day, because there are going to be days you'll wake up and you go, oh, do you know what, I couldn't be bothered, and you leave it for one day, and then the next day you leave it again, and then suddenly you're into the routine of not doing it.
Yes.
We've no problem having the routine of making yourself a cup of coffee in the morning. We can do that.
Yeah.
But we forget about these things that are actually being good for ourselves, being kind to ourselves. It's so important to be good and kind to yourself, because you are the most important person in your life.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And affirmations and being and even journaling, you know, you're talking about what you did for that day. And while you're journaling, you're probably thinking in the present then.
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, you're bringing it back to the mindfulness, because you're literally thinking in that present moment. I know you're thinking of the things that went on for the day, but you're actually thinking and looking and writing something down. So you're actually getting the stuff out from what happened in your day and writing it down. And it doesn't have to be diaries. Like, I mean, you think back at 16-year-old girl and, oh, I met a boy today or something like that. It can be, you know, it can be positive stuff that you're writing down. Also, it can be negative stuff that you're writing down from what happened in the day. And it really gives you a chance to get your thoughts, because that's the biggest challenge that people have, is that their thoughts are so jumbled up and mixed up with feelings and emotions and everything else that's gone on in the day, that they really can't get a proper picture of what's gone on for them in the day. And writing it down makes such a difference, you know. I mean, writing is something that's becoming a thing of the past with computers. You can talk to a computer now and it'll write for you.
Yes.
But it's just such an art that should not definitely be lost, the art of actually writing things down.
Yeah, very, very, very important. So, right, we spoke a little bit about what it is. The next thing is the how-to.
Well, that is the one of the most interesting. Like, I mean, mindfulness, we all do mindfulness every minute of every day, but we don't actually realise it. So all mindfulness is bringing it back to the here and now. Bring every thought that you have into the present. And I can tell you the difference that has made to my life in so far as small things like when you're walking down along the street, if you're just thinking about the here and now and just walking down, you suddenly see buildings and you go, wow, I never saw that building. I would actually guarantee that there are people in Yaw that have walked down the street and have missed a building and actually had looked at that building and suddenly look up and see the building and go, I never realised that architecture on that building or anything like that. Because we're so caught up in our own thoughts, so caught up on what's happening in 5 minutes' time, 5 hours' time, the next day, that we're actually forgetting that we're living in here now. This is the most important moment in your life, to live in the here and now. So, I mean, it can literally be like there's so many easy different things that you can do, like walking mindfully. All you have to do is, when you're stepping out on the day, you just make sure that you don't swing your arms from left to right. You hold them in front of you, you know, in a grip or something like that, or putting your thumb, so stopping them from moving from left to right, which is the automatic response that we have. And then when you're putting your foot on the ground, you notice your heel and the front of your foot hitting the ground, and just keep on noticing that. And every time you feel that your mind is actually wandering, concentrate on your feet. And that's it. And that's literally walking mindfully. Every one of us walk every day, but we don't walk in the here and now. We walk in the present or on the past. So it's so important that you can spend time just doing this.
And we can all do mindfulness. Absolutely. Is it hard to get into, or is it something that needs to be practiced, or is it just like everything, the more you do it, the easier it gets?
It's pure practice, you know. I mean, I guarantee that there are people in you know, around that go for a walk every day. If you can just do that practice every day, you know, small things like, you know, just before, when you hear the phone ringing, rather than just answering it straight away, take a breath, compose yourself. And that's actually a mindfulness. You know, people ask you questions rather than you actually answering it straight away. Just pause for a second and then answer. And believe it or not, that is actually a form of mindfulness, because that's just actually bringing your thoughts back to the here and now. Because whoever's ringing you or whoever's asking you a question are very important to you. They're asking you a question or they're talking to you for a reason. So you need to bring yourself back to the present. It's no good talking to somebody if you're thinking about something. You know, we've all been in conversations with someone and someone will say to us the next day, do you remember when I said that to you yesterday? And you go, no, I don't remember that. And there you were there.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't hear it.
And we're all guilty of that, even in home settings like that, even when your kids are talking to you like that, you could be watching telly or doing something like that. They're talking to you, but you're not listening.
Yeah.
And it's playing down what they're asking you, but and you're definitely not in the here and now by not listening.
And I suppose one of the other things that I found for me, anyway, and a lot of people that I talked to around COVID-19 and during lockdown and et cetera, that one of the things that they noticed was that they spent more time with the family eating and everybody sitting around the table talking and all that. Believe it or not, that's a form of mindfulness. Yeah. Mindfulness eating, that you're actually socialising, that your mind and your thoughts is only with your friends and your family and you're all eating together and your thoughts are nowhere else, only at
yes,
that table.
Yes.
That's actually a form of mindfulness as well.
Yeah.
You know, people get caught up in that they need to go doing mindfulness courses and they need to do meditation courses and all that. Mindfulness is all around us. It's just that we actually have to see it. And when we see it, we actually have to accept it as part of our lives.
Realise it is happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, realise it. When I become mindful or when I practice like how do I stay in mindfulness, or is there any...
Well, one of the tricks definitely is our breath. One of the most, it's part of us. We're breathing, you know, more than 24 hours a day. So one of the tricks I have is that, you know, even if you can just do a little bit of labor breathing for a while, you can actually feel your in and out. So even a simple 30-second mindfulness to get yourself into the practice is just literally breathe out for three times, breathe in for six times, and just do that for about a minute, maybe 2 minutes. And every time you feel your mind wandering, concentrate on the breath. And if you can bring that practice into everyday life, you will notice the breath, and the breath is with us always.
Mm-hmm.
And your breath actually calms your body down, it calms your mind down, and it calms you down if you're in a stressful situation. So if you can bring in the practice of the breath into your life on a daily basis, that is going to help you to bring it back to the here and now. So every time you feel your mind wandering, concentrate on the breath. Deep in, out. and just concentrate on that moment, and I guarantee you that that will bring you back to the present.
Mm. Is mindfulness the same as meditation?
Not necessarily, because mindfulness is everyday meditation. Like, I practice meditation as well. I do my meditation 20 minutes, half an hour every morning. And, you know, if that's just really to ground myself for the day, get rid of any of the negative energy from yesterday. And that's the practice where you just close your eyes and you literally sit there. Now, you can do that with mindfulness as well, as far as getting your breath working and getting everything back to the present, into the here and now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they work hand in hand, meditation and mindfulness. The deeper practices of mindfulness, not the everyday, the ones that I do, is just literally I could take half an hour every morning before I start between doing meditation and mindfulness to actually set myself up for the day and ground myself into the here and now. So, I mean, people think of meditation and think of, you know, a Buddhist monk sitting on top of a mountain and floating away. It's not that. It can just be some bit of practice that you bring into your life. I say to my clients, I say, can you spare 3 minutes in a day? And they'll go, yeah, I can spare 3 minutes in a day. You can just do 3 minutes every day doing a bit of meditation before you start your day. Just ground yourself. One of the things that people forget is that our brains are one of the most fantastic things. They work at nighttime when we're dreaming. They sort out all our thoughts and our processes, try and get them into order. So you never give it a break. Whereas in meditation or mindfulness, you're giving your brain a holiday for 2 or 3 minutes in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, why we can't give our brain a bit of a holiday? It does so much work for us all our lives. And all we're doing is giving it a holiday.
And a lot of people, when they're, if they're trying to be mindful or trying to meditate or something like that, they find their mind wandering off and thinking of kind of stupid stuff, you know, like silly stuff, or, you know, being mindful, you're all the time, I suppose, you're trying to stay back, and like the two of us are having a chat here. Mm. I mean, as far as all you know, I could be looking out the window there behind you, see what, you know, and not taking in what's going on. So is it okay when you're mindful and when you're starting something like that, you know, to be, your mind to be wandering a little bit here and there, or is that is normal, is it?
It is a practice. It is simple as that. It's like everything else. It's like driving a car. It's like cycling a bike. You know, it takes time. It takes, with everything else, it takes practice to stop yourself. You know, I mean, when I'm sitting with a client for an hour, I can guarantee you my mind never wanders. I could not work my practice. I could not be a psychotherapist if my mind was wandering into other things going away. I'm not present for you. I'm not there listening for you.
Yes.
I could not, if I don't practice mindfulness, I could not be a good psychotherapist. So it's the same as us sitting here, you know, for the last 15 minutes. My mind hasn't wandered away from our discussion here at any stage. I'm literally here and now. But I am practicing mindfulness for at least 4 years now at this stage. So it's not like, it's natural to me now.
And Shane, can I ask you, like, there's lots of little tools out there now, and we're all on social, or we all have smartphones, everything like that. There is lots of tools out there that can help facilitate mindfulness for ourselves, or give you that little starting point, I presume.
Well, yeah, YouTube, any one of those, there's something else. You Google 3 minute mindfulness, you know, there's so many different tools that are out there. I can post some stuff up on our You All Cancer Support Facebook, and if anybody wants to go in there and they can actually see, I'm going to post up maybe 4 or 5 things this evening, and anyone can click in there and they can just click on something and it'll start them off.
Yeah.
And all you need is just the starting block. As I say, there's 3 minute meditations in there. There's a 1 minute meditation if you can find it.
Yeah.
I know 1 minute meditations exist out there, but I mean, I'm sure you can find 3 or 4 minutes in a day. Like when you get up and have your cup of tea in the morning, just do a 3 minute meditation. You don't have to be sitting with your legs crossed or anything like
that. That was my next question, because a lot of people think, right, do I have to be sitting down? Do I have to be legs crossed? Do I have to be, as you said, picture that monk? You can do this literally anywhere, anytime, standing, lying, sitting, crawling, whatever.
Yeah, you can.
You can do it anytime.
I mean, the most perfect way to actually do is to actually sit in the chair straight up, legs planted firmly on the ground and your arms resting on your legs. That is the most perfect pose. But I mean, you could do that anywhere. No one's going to know the difference. You're not going to look. You're not going to look like, you know, a fool, because people are going, "Oh, he's meditating there." You can do forms of meditation from sitting in traffic. You could put on a 3 minute one where you're stuck in traffic, and rather than actually sitting there and being stressed about stuck in traffic, you could actually be doing a 3 minute meditation, a three minute mindfulness while you're listening to it. You don't have to have your eyes closed. It helps. But you don't have to. The advantage, obviously, with your eyes closed is you're not distracted by other things happening around you. But you can actually sit there and actually do a 3-minute meditation without closing your eyes.
And I just see something there, I suppose, just to wrap up. Meditation is it's not to calm the mind or to achieve eternal quiet. It's to pay attention to now.
Yeah. And I mean, I suppose the Buddhists have been doing mindfulness. Mindfulness is a new buzzword in the world. But I mean, meditation, the Buddhists, the Dalai Lama has been doing meditation stroke mindfulness all their lives.
Yeah.
You know, they're born into it. They know it's a natural practice to them. So meditation is around for centuries. And now we're adapting it into, you know, I mean, there's a form of psychotherapy that I use. And I use mindfulness with 90% of my clients. And it actually helps. It sorts them out. But one of the things I'd like to point out about mindfulness and meditation is that if there's stuff going on within you, if there's a negative emotions or anything like that, or anything that you're uncomfortable with, mindfulness is not going to cure that. That's actually going to make it a little bit worse. So you really need to have a calm mind. You really need to have not too much stuff going on in your mind, too much negativity, you know, worry and stress. Because if you're going to think about yourself and think in the moment, but if you've stuff going on for yourself in that moment, it's not really going to work, and it might actually make it a little bit worse. So it's one of the things I'd like to mention about mindfulness. Mm. It's not a cure. You're not suddenly going to have all your issues, anxiety, depression, all the other issues solved by suddenly practicing mindfulness. It's a practice that works, but it definitely works on you if you don't have a huge amount of issues coming up for you at the time.
Yeah. Okay. But and as I said, like that's what I just said. It was just it's not to calm the mind or to achieve eternal quiet. It's just to stay in the know, which is what a lot of us are missing.
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff, Shane. Thank you very much indeed. Tell us, what will we be talking about next week?
I think we'll delve into a little bit about depression, because we've mentioned it in the last section and we've mentioned it today. So I'm going to talk a little bit around depression and helps and tips around how much that will help you in the here and now.
Great stuff, Shane. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this afternoon. Pleasure.
Thanks, Harry. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.